Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. The FBI says it's looking at a number of individuals possibly connected to a massive Christmas Day explosion in downtown Nashville. And while officials say no active threat remains, the explosion outside the AT&T building continues to wreak havoc on communications and cell service in the region. Nashville Mayor John Cooper spoke to NPR.
We'll find the culprit, and then we will rebuild and reclaim our downtown. But it's a big crime scene area. You know, this is measured in blocks. The blast put debris across blocks, and so all of that is having to be pieced together as part of a massive crime scene.
In Rockford, Illinois, police say three people are dead and at least three wounded. Chuck Quernbach of member station WUWM reports on the shooting at a bowling alley last night.
Rockford police say around 7 p.m. Saturday, they received a call that someone had opened fire near Don Carter Lanes on the city's east side. When officers arrived, they say they found multiple victims. Rockford Police Chief Dan O'Shea told local television stations that a person of interest is in custody and that officers are still working the scene. O'Shea says the investigation is still, quote, very fluid. Two teenagers are among those reported shot. The Rockford Register Star reports it already had been the worst year on record for homicides in the Northern Illinois community of about 150,000 people. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach.
Coronavirus vaccines are being rolled out worldwide. The European Union begins its campaign today to inoculate its residents. And so far in the U.S., the CDC says nearly 10 million doses have been distributed and some 2 million administered. And in Guatemala, where positivity rates have jumped some 20% in the past week, Maria Martin reports there's concern about access to a vaccine.
Guatemala's human rights ombudsman, Jordan Rodas, says President Alejandro Yamatei hasn't done enough to acquire and supply anti-COVID vaccines to Guatemala citizens. In Guatemala, no date has been set for the vaccine's arrival, says Rodas, while countries like Mexico and Costa Rica have already begun vaccinations. Guatemala's purchasing vaccines from a program with the World Health Organization by which poorer countries can obtain vaccines. The country's already made a down payment of some $7 million for the first batch. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua, Guatemala.
As a new and likely more infectious variant of the coronavirus makes its way around the world, Japan says it's barring entry to all foreign nationals in an effort to keep it out. The ban begins tomorrow and lasts through the end of January. The new strain was discovered in the UK back in September. You're listening to NPR News. In Iran, state TV is reporting at least 10 people have been killed by avalanches north of Tehran. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports rescue crews are searching for possible survivors.
The avalanches occurred Friday in the Alborz mountain range, popular with hikers and climbers. State television showed emergency rescue helicopters searching for missing and injured people. The head of the Iranian Red Crescent Society in Tehran is quoted as saying as many as 16 people were reported missing, 4 had been saved, while at least 11 more were found dead. Heavy snowfall and strong winds have closed roads and disrupted transport in several parts of the country. Harsh weather is also being blamed for the capsizing of an Iranian transport ship in the Persian Gulf Friday. The ISNA news agency reports crews were searching for 7 missing crew members. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
A major storm is bringing heavy rain and high wind to the UK. Parts of Wales, England, Scotland, and Northern Ireland are all impacted. Wind gusts of more than 100 miles per hour have been reported, taking down trees and disrupting rail service. Tens of thousands of homes are reporting power outages. Officials are doling out sandbags in parts of England to ward against flooding. Residents of the Central African Republic are taking to the polls today under heavy security in presidential and legislative elections. The vote is happening amid violence as the government and international partners seek to hold off a rebel advance. 3 UN peacekeepers were killed on Friday by unidentified gunmen, militias hostile to the sitting president, who is seeking a second term, have been stepping up attacks. You're listening to NPR News.